Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to the final little bite-sized political podcast of the day. And it's a sort of a good news story, I suppose, in one way, but in another way, it raises questions. So we'll get to King Charles in a second. Just before we do that, a thank you to those of you who buy me coffees. That helps sustain the costs of this platform. Just to let you all guys all know that my StreamYard, Podbean, the Podbean application thing, software is due for renewal in June, and that's a couple of hundred quid. So that's what it's going to cost. I have to cough up to sustain just being able to do this on Podbean. So if you can help me, and we're going to set up a little fund like we did last year to see if we can get to the target, that would be terrific. I leave the thought with you. You know what to do. Right. King Charles. Well, King Charles, I mean, he was apparently delighted and playful at a garden party that took place at Buckingham Palace yesterday. And he, according to the media, the sort of the sycophantic media, he looked to be having a great time. He hosted a garden party alongside his wife, Queen Camilla, at Buckingham Palace yesterday afternoon. He appeared in good spirits as he spoke, and the photographs of him, he just looks like himself. Some photographs, he looks very much like his mother, it has to be said. But he was obviously enjoying himself. You can see him laughing. His face was wreathed in smiles. And he looked relaxed. He looked just like King Charles. Now, here's the thing, though. He is being treated for cancer. He is being treated like cancer. He's had a remarkable recovery from this cancer that he was only diagnosed with in February, you know, and we're just into May. So in the space of 2 months, it appears that he is, I don't know. I can't speak to how well he's physically recovering from the cancer, but he looks to be in really good tip-top condition. I wonder how that can be. I mean, whatever treatment he's having, and they keep telling us he's having treatment. Well, what is this treatment exactly? Because, you know, I suppose, well, I'm not sure, but if I got cancer, that might be the treatment I want to have. You know, the one that your hair doesn't fall out, the one that doesn't make you feel unwell, the one that enables you to host garden centers, the one that makes you apparently continue with your life pretty much as per. Now, maybe I'm being unfair. Maybe he's just putting on a really, really good front. But I don't know. I'm sitting, as I record this, I'm looking at a close-up image of him. And he looks well. And then, of course, that brings us to the conundrum, doesn't it? Yeah, he looks well. So his, you know, diagnosed in February. Now it's May. He's at garden parties, living the life and all that. What about Catherine? All is quiet. We don't know. Now, this is the thing from day one I've been talking about, the fact that they've been pretty open with us to a degree with King Charles from day one. And I think it's been handled pretty well. And I'm happy that he's doing okay, by the way, just so I avoid any doubt on it. So I'm pleased about this. But Princess Catherine, all there is silence, just silence. And, you know, we got the whole thing around Easter time, you know, the whole thing blew up then. And now we're heading off into towards the end of May. She hasn't been seen for 5 months. That's the truth of the matter. What is going on with her? Is she getting the same cancer treatment as King Charles? Is she not responding in the same way, perhaps? I don't know. Has she a different form of cancer? Is there a different form of treatment? One of the things we talked about on my live show on Tuesday night with my friend David McCollum was that there are different, there's natural ways, you know, you can treat cancer. It doesn't have to be the radio chemo route. But then, of course, latterly, we're being told by Pfizer, yeah, don't worry about it. We've got an mRNA jab for cancer. It's going to be super duper fine. Another nice new mRNA treatment. Is this what will be revealed to have been the thing that King Charles has taken? Again, I don't know, but they're certainly not giving us any answers. So we have the emergence of this new field of experimental mRNA cancer jabs. And we've got the king looking remarkably well. And Princess Catherine invisible. And it, as I say, it just raises so many questions in my mind. And, you know, as I say, I am glad to see the king looking well, and he did in the sunshine in London yesterday. It's great to see. I'd like to know what his treatment is, though, wouldn't you? And I'd like to know why we're not having any evidence of Princess Catherine, apart from fake videos at the farm shop in Windsor and fake photographs, which eventually even they had to admit, yeah, well, maybe we did fake them. Why would you do that? So there you have it, my friends. I'm pleased to see King Charles looking well in the sunshine at Buckingham Palace. It's a hard life being a king. But then again, in fairness, it can't be easy to be in recovery from cancer. But he seems to make it exactly that. Thanks for listening.